Here's a truth that might sting. You're probably capable of achieving far more than you currently are. Not because you lack talent or intelligence, but because you're trapped in a system designed to undermine your success. The traditional annual planning cycle creates a dangerous illusion that you have plenty of time. When January goals slip in February, you tell yourself there are still 10 months left. By March, you're further behind, but hey, 9 months remain. This pattern repeats until suddenly it's November and you're scrambling with year-end panic. Sound familiar? What if the problem isn't you, but the very concept of a year itself? Notice what happens every December across virtually every industry. Sales spike, projects get completed, deals close. Insurance agents and financial advisors often generate 30-40% of their annual revenue in the final quarter. Why? Because December 31st creates an undeniable deadline that forces focus and eliminates procrastination. There's no time for busy work or distractions, only what truly matters gets attention. The fascinating part? That deadline is completely arbitrary. We invented it. Yet it works because urgency narrows our focus to what's critical and forces us to choose between important actions and comfortable distractions. By compressing your timeline to just 12 weeks, you eliminate the comfort of distant deadlines and create the urgency that drives real achievement. This isn't about working harder, it's about working with your psychology instead of against it. The 12-week year harnesses year-end urgency continuously. With only 12 weeks, every week matters. This approach borrows from athletic periodization, where Olympians focus intensely on one skill for 4 to 6 weeks before progressing. Eastern European athletes pioneered this in the 1970s, dominating competitions by training smarter. The system offers built-in renewal. A tough cycle means a fresh start in just 12 weeks, while success builds momentum. You celebrate, reflect, and reload 4 times yearly instead of once. Execution triggers discomfort, and without compelling reasons, we default to comfort, wired through our amygdala, the brain's fear center. Your prefrontal cortex, however, lights up imagining future success, enabling strategic thinking. Through neuroplasticity, your brain physically changes based on use. Regularly envisioning a compelling future strengthens your prefrontal cortex, literally training your brain to act on that vision. The same neurons fire when thinking about your vision as when acting on it. This is why elite athletes and successful entrepreneurs rely on visualization. Sal Durso exemplifies this. After losing key team members in his financial services practice, he reconnected with why his business mattered, providing for his family and helping clients achieve financial security. This emotional connection fueled his comeback, building a practice twice as successful as before. The most powerful visions combine career advancement, personal growth, family legacy, and community impact into something that makes you feel slightly uncomfortable. That discomfort signals you're reaching beyond current limits. Most people spend more time planning vacations than planning their business or life. Traditional annual planning fails because uncertainty increases with distance. With a 12-week timeframe, you can define with high certainty what actions to implement each week. Start by establishing overall goals for the 12 weeks that represent both immediate success and progress toward your longer-term vision. Then, break these goals into specific tactics, daily actions that drive goal attainment. Most plans fail like bad driving directions. Missing steps, lumping complex processes together, or sequencing actions incorrectly. Effective 12-week plans define specific weekly actions with tactics that start with verbs, form complete sentences, and are immediately executable. Plans should build future capacity, education, hiring, technology, systems, while driving short-term results. Remember General Patton's wisdom. A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. Before finalizing, identify potential struggles and strategies to overcome them. Addressing obstacles up front prevents execution failures. Your current actions create your future, whether you're conscious of it or not. The weekly plan translates your 12-week plan into daily action, focusing on what's truly important. This isn't another to-do list. It contains only critical strategic activities connected directly to your long-term vision. Studies show working from a written plan makes you 60 to 80% more likely to execute than keeping plans in your head. Spend 15 to 20 minutes weekly reviewing progress and planning ahead, then 5 minutes each morning reviewing the day's activities. Carry your plan with you and check it throughout the day. If your critical tactics get done, you've had a great week. The weekly routine consists of 3 steps: score your week, plan your week, and participate in a weekly accountability meeting. This 15-minute routine dramatically increases your chances of success. Many resist written plans, believing they need flexibility or already know what to do. These are excuses to avoid accountability. A plan between your ears is nowhere near as effective as one on paper. Written plans eliminate ambiguity and create transparency. Scorekeeping makes sports motivating by providing immediate feedback. In business and life, measurement reveals whether actions are effective and builds self-esteem by documenting progress. Effective measurement removes emotion from evaluation and forces us to confront reality. Track both lead indicators, activities like sales calls or workouts, and lag indicators, results like sales or weight loss. The weekly scorecard tracks the percentage of plan tactics completed each week. Striving for 85% completion, excellence rather than perfection, is sufficient to achieve your goals since your plan contains your highest priority actions. Scorekeeping creates productive tension that drives change. The critical insight: over 60% of breakdowns occur in execution, not planning. Only revise your plan if you're executing well but seeing no results. Common pitfalls include overcomplicating measurement, skipping weekly reviews, and abandoning the system after poor scores. Review your weekly score with peers. Even small improvements from 45% to 55% show meaningful growth. Embrace measurement rather than avoiding it, and focus more on actions than results. Complete critical actions consistently, and results will follow. After interruptions, workers take 15 minutes to return to their original task, losing 28% of their workday to interruptions and recovery time. The real issue isn't lack of time, it's how you allocate available hours. The performance time system includes strategic blocks, 3-hour periods of uninterrupted focus on high-value activities, buffer blocks, 30 to 60-minute periods for emails and low-value tasks, and breakout blocks, 3-hour periods away from work to refresh creativity. Creating an ideal week template helps organize routine tasks and schedule important activities during peak performance times. Breakthrough results require valuing your time as much as others. Many professionals abandon their schedules for client requests, building someone else's future instead of their own. Another limiting belief: you can get it all done. The average professional carries 40 hours of unfinished work, a full work week. Creating breakthroughs requires changing how you allocate time, not working harder. People earning $1 million aren't working 10 times harder than those earning $100,000. They're working differently by focusing on high-leverage activities. Accountability means ownership, not punishment. It's willingness to own your actions regardless of circumstances. Everything we do represents a choice. When we approach tasks as choose to rather than have to, we tap into our best resources. To foster accountability, never be the victim by focusing on what you control, stop self-pity, take different actions for different results, and associate with accountable people. Commitments are accountability projected into the future. The 4 keys: strong desire, keystone actions, counting costs, and acting on commitments rather than feelings. Peer support dramatically increases success. Studies show 80% success with support versus 10% without. Weekly accountability meetings with 2 to 4 people foster accountability in just 15-30 minutes. The 12-week year transforms potential into reality through application. Your initial 12 weeks establish execution habits and prove what's possible when urgency meets purpose.